local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. Street closures have already begun in downtown L.A. in anticipation of President Trump's visit later today. The cones and barriers already up along stretches of Wilshire Boulevard, Figaro, 7th, and will remain that way until sometime midday tomorrow. Most of the closures in Beverly Hills, where a fundraiser is being held, won't happen until sometime this afternoon and evening. The president will be spending the night here in downtown Los Angeles. The president is in town mainly for fundraising, but he could decide to address the homelessness crisis here as well. His comments suggest a more hard-lined approach. KNX 1070's John Baird just talked to Mayor Garcetti, who joins us now live with his reaction.
The president has called the homelessness situation an embarrassment and says it needs to be cleaned up. He also blamed part of the problem on police tolerating people sleeping on the streets, said that authorities should crack down. He's also talked about possibly moving the homeless into old federal properties, other buildings, among other things he suggested. The president, though, is here in town raising money. L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said this.
My message was, you know, if you're going to come here and take money from Angelenos, I hope that you can come and bring some money to Angelenos, especially in our focus and the work that we could do to save lives on the streets of Los Angeles and throughout this country due to homelessness.
He says he has no plans to meet with the president today, but notes that President Trump will be staying downtown, not far from Skid Row, where he could get his own firsthand look at the homeless situation. Live in L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The president's campaign hoping to add about $15 million to his reelection campaign with three fundraisers in the Bay Area, Beverly Hills, and San Diego. The Beverly Hills donor event is being held at the home of real estate developer Jeff Palmer. Deadline Hollywood writer Ted Johnson tells KNX tickets for the fundraiser are pretty expensive.
This is ranging in ticket price from $1,000 per person to $100,000 per couple. Those who pay that high rate will actually get some FaceTime with President Trump.
He says that there will be few, if any, Hollywood stars or entertainment executives at the fundraiser in the Los Angeles area. I mean, once again, the president's visit means plenty of street closures. We have maps of the closures. You can check them out by going to our website, knx1070.com. And, of course, we have traffic updates for you every 10 minutes. A Republican state lawmaker is being asked by his own party to retire and not seek re-election in 2020.
According to a resolution passed by the Republican Party of Orange County, the call for Assemblyman Bill Breaux to bow out was based on the totality of the circumstances and allegations surrounding him. Breaux has been accused of sexually harassing several women. The Sacramento Bee has reported that he's now being investigated by the state for alleged sexual harassment. The Republican from Dana Point is also the focus of a state ethics investigation into how he spent campaign funds. He's accused of spending thousands on personal expenses. Breaux has denied any wrongdoing. It should also be noted that Breaux does not appear on the Republican Party of Orange County's page of endorsements for the 2020 elections. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And we have reached out to Assemblymember Breaux for comment, but have yet to hear back from him. Arrests in the college admissions bribery scandal aren't done.
Another parent is facing charges, this time a foreign national who's been arrested in Spain.
Just when you thought that, you know, maybe everybody who is going to be pulled into this has been, this investigation is in fact ongoing. And there may be a lot more people that we see pulled into it as time goes on.
Lawyer Lou Shapiro tells KNX there are some things different about the woman's arrest and why she wasn't among the original 51 people charged.
So here we have a foreign national who we're not sure their ability to understand the English language and comprehend what the extent of the scheme was. So I think that's why there was a delay in the prosecution deciding whether or not to bring charges.
She's accused of paying $400,000 to get her son admitted to UCLA. Rob Archer, KNX 1070.
Los Angeles launching a new cybersecurity platform and mobile app aimed at helping people detect malicious emails. Mayor Garcetti says this makes it the first city in the nation to make these tools available to the public. As part of the public-private partnership, IBM will provide technologies and data to help local businesses defend against cyber attacks. The city received a $3 million grant from the Department of Homeland Security for the program. One of the toughest, most controversial local gun control laws is now being debated by the city of Carson.
It would be illegal to possess a gun in the city of Carson within 1 mile of a church, of a school, of a daycare, a bar, or a liquor store. This is potentially a local law being championed by Carson's mayor, up for debate and potentially a vote at tonight's council meeting. You could still have a firearm at home.
If it's inside the house, your protection, it's good for me. But an outside, no.
I understand the right to bear arms, but with the mass shootings, I'm all for it. We need to do something, and I think that's a great start. A
couple of local opinions from here in Carson. It would be virtually impossible, if this passes, to travel across the city with a firearm. And Carson has 8 gun stores that could potentially be forced out of business. In Carson, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.